Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Sunday night.
Under the lights.
10 p.m. You are listening to Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit, here to entertain you every night on Sundays at 10. That's my shtick.
That's your deal. That's
my
your
name's
story.
Mao. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius
from Parts Unknown. And this is the Indie Circuit, Radio St. Pete exclusive.
And we're here to entertain you and play music.
Mostly play music, because it's better than entertaining you.
And juggle cats.
Yes, Cat Juggling by Steve Martin.
That's right, you remember that.
Oh, I love all of Steve Martin's sticks. He is one of my favorite of all time. And the cat juggler. Oh, no, not the cat jugglers.
You know what I did one time to... Back at the widget factory, we had like, I forgot what it was, but it was that one thing that it was like, show your talent, like sing or whatever. And one of the ladies that worked there go, you're going to go to whatever that thing was called? He goes, yeah, what are you going to be doing? I go, I'm going to be cat juggling. And she gave me this look like,
oh, there's no comedy at the widget factory. No one has any sense of humor but me at the widget factory.
And she gave me this look like, I go, no, they're stuffed cats. He goes, Oh, that's interesting. I go, it's a joke. but if I could, I would juggle real cats.
This is all based on the Jerk, which was the Steve Martin, one of his best, but he's done so many really good movies.
And he's
actually transitioned quite a bit to a more serious and more dramatic roles, which he's fine in those as well, but that's not my kind of movies.
What was that one, something, Don't Wear Plaid?
Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
That was fun.
Oh, Steve, see, and now we're talking about, like I often talk about, when I was a kid, I had a record player, and I would listen to all the comedy albums, Flip Wilson, Bob Newhart, George Carlin, and Steve Martin was one. I listened to those records. I'll bet you I wore needles out on those records. The Devil Made Me Wear the Devil Made Me Buy That Dress.
That was
Flip Wilson's.
Flip Wilson, yeah.
And just the Steve Martin, he would go into the music. He'd go into the shticks, the bits. He was so talented, or is so talented and so funny. I really have great admiration for the guy. That's one thing. I want to try and find the Cruel Shoes.
Is that a book? Or
that was his book, one of his books. Book, I don't have it. I had it when I was a kid, and I lost it, which bothers me a bit, but yeah, that's the way possessions are fleeting.
Whenever you move your stuff.
So, Steve Martin is, to me, one of the best ever.
Professional show business.
He was, actually. He started.
That was one of his lines, too. Yeah. It was like, professional show business, and then he would play the banjo with the arrow through his head, yeah.
Which I have one of those. Oh, I'll talk about it after a music break. Let's go to some music.
Professional show business music.
Professional show business music.
Come out, the hoshi gunaru yona koko. 熱の太陽に向かって走る白いワゴンはラフェパラダイス行き待ちわびたこの日だけはハイヒール脱ぎ捨ててはしゃぎまくろう境界線で孤独が僕に話しかけるI'm not afraid to die.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me.
Yeah! Hey, all you out there in listener land, Mao here. Want to make a difference in the world? Want to make the world a better place? Well, you can. And it's easy. Go to projectpinball.org. It's a charity organization placing pinball machines where they're needed most, in the life of a little child that's in a hospital. And they need some help. They need us to help them, give them a little bit of funding, give some donations, you know, sign up for some of their raffles. There's a lot of exciting things to do, ways to give back to the community. I'm asking you out there listening right now, go to projectpinball.org or look them up on Facebook. Everything's on Facebook, right? Of course it is. So go there, donate, help spread the love and the joy of a pinball machine to a little kid in a hospital. What could be better? Not much. All right. Thanks, everyone. Go donate today. You'll feel better. Kids will feel better. Everyone's better. It's win, 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 win. Or something like that, right? Right. All right, we're back. That was a new band, an exciting band, an awesome band. That was a band called Anarchy Stone. I played for you Cherry Sky, Ocean Pacific Peach, and Ring. And can you guess where they're from?
Cleveland?
Yes.
Nice.
Deep inner city Cleveland. Cool. Of course, they're from the country that owns my heart, Japan. And of course, they are we just talked to them early last week or mid last week, and I asked if I could use their music, and they wrote back, and they've been very nice, and I am very thankful that they allow us to play their music. So go check them out. They're on Facebook. They have an Anarchy Stone online shop and all that good stuff. So support them because they're awesome and we like them a lot.
Yeah, definitely. More bands should. We should get in contact with more bands is what I'm trying to say.
You know, I go out there and try, and half the time they don't write back. But yes, if you are a band and would like to be played on here, I'll give you a second to go grab a piece of paper. Okay, wait for it. You got the paper. Now wait. Oh, now you got a pen. Oh, no, the pen doesn't work. Oh, no. Okay, make that little squiggly thing in the top of the paper. No. Okay, now grab a pencil. Okay, now you got it. So you'd write to zenbone@hotmail.com. That is zenbone@hotmail.com, and put something in the line in the subject line that says, like, you know, your podcast, or, you know, the indie circuit, or hey Mao, that's spelled MOW, or you know, hey, I am a band and I want you to play me on your show, or other.
It's actually spelled lowercase m, uppercase z o, and lowercase w.
You notice that? Yeah. Yes, that is how I spell Mao. And it also looks like I should say Mo. I don't know. That nickname's been with me since I was.
Have you been called Mo before?
No. That's been with me since junior high school.
Yeah, just one day they called you Mao. Huh?
No, it was a weird story. I don't know where or how I picked it up, but it used to be spelled M-O-W with umlauts over the O, because I thought they looked cool. Yeah. I thought they looked cool. And then I, of course, you grow up, and I wasn't called Mao anymore. And, you know, because you don't have nicknames when you're older. Most people don't. And then when we first did the Bunch of Dorks, which was 100 million years ago, we hit record, we turned on, we're all sitting there, and I was like, what am I going to be called? What's my name? And I literally just said, well, the hell with it. I used to be called Mao, and that's what I'll be called now. And it rhymes. No, that's not true. And
it does rhyme.
On the spur of the moment, I just said, I'm Mao. And then ever since that, that's what I've been called. You know?
Wow, that's amazing.
On air.
That's the story of Mao. History.
The story of Mao.
That's like a movie, The Story of Mao. You know, it's a short movie.
It's a short story.
It might be a short, you know, maybe up for Academy Award consideration in the short subjects.
Maybe
it'll be animated by Pixar or something, The Story of Mao.
One of the things that was, I don't know how long it stayed up there. It was forever. There was like one of those, there was a road that goes into the town that we used to live in. And there was a billboard that was there for a church that was no longer there. And it had those slidey things. And I took letters and I spelled my M-O-W on there. And it just stayed there.
for years.
Years.
It might still be there.
It might still be there because things don't really change in that small town. But honestly, more than 10 years this thing was up. And it just was my name, M-O-W.
So when you drove by
it, everyone that drove by it, because the one girl in my class, we don't talk to her anymore. I just, you know, how you fall out of contact. She was like, every time I was driving into the town, I would think of you. And I was like, well, that's kind of nice. You know?
Yeah,
unless she was like, I hate that, Mao.
You're kind of famous in a way.
Yeah, in a very loose way.
You're more famous now, but back then you had a little bit of fame. Billboard fame.
I hope all that fame doesn't go to my head. Here's some music.
What seems to be the problem? Death.
Liberty Days, I'm in Liberty Days, down so deep in the maze, where innocence slays and ignorance pays. I've lost my way.
Seize the day right away. There will not be another like it. Feel the power of the sound. Soon another sunset. To you, to see its promise through. You take the day and make it come true.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
All right, and I don't know if you remember from last week, if you listened to the show, which you should have, what else would you be doing? I broke a new CD that is just getting underway for sale now from Steve Robinson and Ed Wotill called Cycle. Well, I came back around and played a couple that I didn't play last week. Played Liberty Days and Seize the Day. Very good stuff. In fact, I don't know, man. Maybe we should play one on the other side of the break, too.
Sure, why
not? I'm thinking, because, yeah.
Let's do it. Come on.
Wow. Live dangerously, man. Yes. So, okay, here's some more Steve Robinson.
Look at you in fencing trousers and your finest sneer. We were so young and we were full of it. Fearless on the face of it. And not much underneath to hold us back from taking all the chances, never looking in, never needing answers. Look at how we lost ourselves and found ourselves again. I pissed off to the USA while you went down to London to find yourself. I guess I did the same. Different streets with different names and different points of view to fall into. Busy taking chances, drinking it all in, looking for the answers.
Cloudy sky. Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
It's a double shot madness! Ah! That was Steve Robinson. I almost said Steve Wotill. That was Steve Robinson and Ed Wotill's Cycle. I played Hello, Hello, We're Back, and Butterflies.
Right on, man. Good music.
Yes. Double shot madness.
Good music for all you listeners out there in St. Pete. Go out and buy that CD. Go to sunshinedrenchy.com and purchase yourself some Steve Robinson and Ed Wotill great music.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for stepping in and doing that, because I actually forgot. I always call it Sunshine Drenchy.
Sunshine Drenchy.
I always call it Sun Drenchy, and it's like, no, it's Sunshine Drenchy.
Sunshine Drenchy.
Yeah, my brain, all that beer I'm drinking.
Not yet, but you're thinking about it.
I'm pretty sure tonight's going to be Beer O'Clock, yeah. I got like five movies from Netflix, even though I'm on the 3D disc plan. They just kept sending them to me.
Oh, well, I wonder if like the mail order thing is just dying out on them or whatever, because the streaming is going so popular.
I know. I haven't been watching as
not
many,
a free plug or anything.
No. I haven't been watching as many movies as I used to, which, I mean, I'm just starting to do other things, so keeping busy, doing stuff around the house. I'm learning guitar now, so I don't have the free time I used to, and I miss it to some degree, you know.
Right.
Because I do love I love spending 3 days watching movies.
No, I can't do that.
I used to. Man, I used to do that. I would watch...
Well, you used to tell me I can't do is you would watch a movie like 100 times, right? Like,
oh, I still do that,
like Death Race 2000.
Death Race 2000.
Monty Python, The Holy Grail. I may watch it one time every 10 years, but I can't do
There's
it
a couple
much.
Movies I've watched. I'll bet you triple digit. That might be.
Are there movies that you could recite verbatim, like from
numerous
without having
numerous Army of Darkness,
wow.
Death Race 2000, Terminator, the original Terminator and Terminator 2. I can actually, I even have the pauses.
Oh,
like I can say it word for word with the pauses exactly in line with their lips.
So if they were there to play a Broadway play of Terminator, you wouldn't even need the script. You could just get up there and recite it all
easily.
No problem.
Easily. I would have to watch it maybe one time through just to refresh. But what happens is I'll start watching a movie, and then by like three minutes in or so, my brain like goes back to that place, and I can say it along.
Even with beer?
Yep.
Wow.
But amazing. You know what? And Amazon Women on the Moon's like that. But there's some. But that's the thing, though. You can't do that because somebody that you're with will want to stab you in the face. Have you ever sat there with somebody that says each line with or right before it?
I've known a few.
People want to kill you. So I don't do that. I don't ever do that, you know?
Well, you know, the thing is, too, is that since you were a kid when VHS came along, then before that, you could only watch a movie whenever it was on television.
Which was never.
And I didn't have. Once every 2 or 3 years, maybe.
And like,
if you're lucky.
Look, I didn't have access to it. Yeah. I didn't have access to any entertainment ever. So when I got it, I overcompensated.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That
like,
makes sense.
You know, I bought Eddie Murphy Raw, and I watched Eddie Murphy Raw like every day. Every day.
You couldn't get TV stations where you were living?
Three of them.
Well, three was all we ever had back then.
I know, but how many Gilligan's Island can you watch? You know? It's like they had that hour of Gilligan's Island, and they had the hour of MASH.
Yep.
I knew every one of them.
Yeah.
I've watched every MASH there's ever been.
Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched and Gomer Pyle and Leave It to Beaver and
so,
all that.
So,
still watch that stuff today.
I mean, we spent a lot of time just going out on our mini bikes and causing trouble and stuff like, you know, which is better, you know.
It's better. It's a good, you got to have a balance between
that's
the
what
two.
It is. It's all balance, you
it's
know.
All about balance, man.
Yeah, like, wow.
Hey, let's balance some more music or something.
Sounds like a plan.
These are the sounds of 6 feet of silver death. In the hands of the dragon, it becomes the ultimate weapon of defense. The dragon is back in the greatest martial arts film of all time, Blood of the Dragon. The action is non-stop as one man, one weapon, are pitted against an incredibly powerful army of ruthless killers. Blood of the Dragon introduces to the screen Asia's superstar, Wang Yu, king of the martial arts. With incredible movements, lightning-fast hands, he can handle anything, no matter how deadly. Wang Yu never uses a double because no one can do what he does. Don't miss this spectacular film packed with explosive action and ending in the most exciting battle ever seen. Blood of the Dragon. There'll never be another like it. Rated R.
See this? This is my boomstick!
I got an idea, okay? I'll open the fridge. You hit the lights. Bats are attracted to light. Fly in the fridge, I close the door, end of story.
That's moths, you dumbass, not bats.
Oh, yeah. Moths.
Now! ポッドキャストを聞くとあなたは脳が退化します。
Congratulations, you now all speak Japanese. Or don't, or hear it, maybe, I don't know. Who was that? That was one of my favorites, Red Bacteria Vacuum. And I purposely chose all four that are written in only Japanese, so I don't even have to say the song titles.
Oh gosh, yes, I saw those images.
It's
I
a new...
I saw the kanji you said.
That's a new level of lazy that even I'm like usually not at. But yes... And then there was a secret hidden Japanese message at the end.
That's right. Listening to podcasts makes you something. Makes you a really great listener, and we love you very much.
Yes. Email in if you know what that said at the end of that song, because that was a personal message.
It's not bad.
Or was it? Huh?
Okay.
Yes. So, oh my God.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of bands out there in Japan. I mean, you're so discovering many. A lot of them, but
there's so many out there. Well, I guess it's everywhere, but I really do enjoy
a lot of punk bands in Japan.
It is a very hip movement, you know, okay. and they kind of, to me, they also represent like a more freer, because like it's almost like in America, like everything that's in that genre has to just conform. Like there's no like freedom in punk. You have to be like whatever punk band is cool now, and metal has to be like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it has to be thrash.
There's no just wacky shenanigans, and that's what like the garage and the punk bands from Japan. Man, you might see two girls in cowboy hats playing, screaming as they're playing ukuleles. It doesn't even matter. You're like, whatever, dude. Let's see where this goes.
It's definitely more organic and more like freeform than it is here. But
it's refreshing.
There's a lot of bands here that you never heard of that might be doing. And
exactly.
Stuff like
I mean, I can't say all encompassing. You know, it's I was just out and about a lot more in Korea and Japan because, you needed something to do and you went and did it, you know?
Yeah, all the clubs and stuff like that.
And also, I didn't feel like I was going to get murdered if I went out. It's a little bit different than here.
The kids weren't as angry.
Thanks, Florida/America, with your murder lust. Dude, you walk around those cities like Seoul and Tokyo.
You don't have to worry.
Not even scared. Not really? Even scared.
Wow.
And it wasn't just because
You're not worried that
them.
The Yakuza is going to come and get you or anything like that?
They're only coming to get you if you went to get them. Oh, if you went and borrowed money or something like that. Just, like, even, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it because we're just Americans.
We're Americans.
Yeah, I really.
And we're crazy.
I wish I lived in Tokyo. Anyway, that's it for this week. We got to wrap it up. Thanks a lot, Dr. Morbius from Parts Unknown. It's always a pleasure having you here. I'm Mao. And I guess we'll see him next week.
Yeah, we'll be back next week for more.
Hey, and go to bunchofdorks.com and check out our other podcasts, of which there's many, or go to Destination Nightmare or Wannabe Hot Rod, or
Creature Feature with Doc and Klein on YouTube.
That thing and other stuff.